It's a city with over 170 different nationalities, and almost half its people are ethnic minorities. No, it's not New York. It's Amsterdam. This month marks the 400th anniversary of Henry Hudson's voyage from Amsterdam to what would become New York. As the two cities celebrate their common heritage, they're also reflecting on the shared challenges of multiculturalism. In this first of a two-part series on how their schools are coping, WNYC's Beth Fertig reports on a high school in Amsterdam that's trying to do a better job of assimilating Muslim students.
On the surface, Calvane Met Junior College in West Amsterdam could be compared to an underperforming high school in an outer borough of New York City. Most of the students are children of immigrants. They live in a poor neighborhood, and their test scores are labeled weak. In this first-year class, students are writing simple newspaper articles in both Dutch and English. 13-year-old Fatima Tabadit reads what she wrote in Dutch to describe a photograph of her school's cafeteria.
And this is geen toegang voor leerlingen. Is do not children have this hall?
She's referring to a sign warning children not to linger in hallways. Fatima's parents are from Morocco, but she was born in Amsterdam. Although she's still learning English, a subject all students take, she considers herself fluent in Dutch.
Oh, yes. I talk good Dutch with my mom.
But while Fatima and her classmates speak Dutch, their teacher, Mohamed El-Johari, says their reading and writing skills are about 2 years behind where they should be.
For example, looking up a word in a dictionary, to make a very simple example, which they don't know how to do that. So they have to be taught in the first year very basic skills to learn language.
That weakness in vocabulary and writing holds back many students in New York, too. And just as students in New York are often isolated by poverty, the director of Calvane Met Junior College, Eric ten Hulsen, sees the same thing in Amsterdam. The vast majority of his 500 students are children of Moroccan and Turkish immigrants, many of whom are not well-educated. They live in low-income housing. There are behavior problems like fighting and cursing in school. And though West Amsterdam isn't a slum by American standards, he says the kids wind up getting stuck in their neighborhood.
They have a low self-esteem. They live in small worlds, in small mental worlds, because their parents are from foreign countries. They often don't know the Dutch society. So their children don't naturally experience the things that my children experience.
In recent years, the Dutch government has become increasingly concerned about the low performance and isolation of immigrant students, especially Muslims. The 2004 murder of the controversial filmmaker Theo van Gogh by a Dutch-born Islamic militant was a wake-up call for a nation that prides itself on multiculturalism and tolerance. Some on the right worried the Dutch had become too tolerant. Others feared they had allowed Muslims to become isolated by not doing more to include them. A few schools, including Calvane Met Junior College, have since tried to help these students of immigrants join the mainstream. Calvane extended its day and added small group instruction in Dutch reading and writing to improve academics. It's considered one of the weakest schools in Amsterdam. 25% of its students leave after completing their basic vocational degree at age 16. To encourage everyone to complete their secondary education, ten Hulsen added programs in economics and healthcare so his students can stay for 2 more years.
Because children who are accustomed to their teachers and to the type of care they have on our school have a better chance to finish the second education here than to finish it on another school with strange people and a totally different climate of care.
Teachers even make home visits. Police inspect lockers twice a year for weapons. And in what ten Hulsen calls opening windows, professionals visit the school to give students role models. In the school's cafeteria, which serves halal meat, Fergan Tosley recalled meeting an architect with his class recently.
He said, when I met the architect, I really want to be an architect.
He said he plans to go to a university, something most of his classmates won't do. As in other European nations, students are tracked at an early age and sent to either vocational high schools like Calvane or academic ones that prepare them for a university. Despite the positive tone at Calvane, reflected in its bright, sunny classrooms, some say ethnic minorities in Amsterdam still face big obstacles. Khalil Eitblal, a spokesman for the Union of Moroccan Mosques, says he knows of high school graduates who can't find good jobs.
They have to prove themselves double, because there is that image of Moroccan or Turkish people, regardless of the qualities that he has, that you don't have to hire them because you will get problems, communication problems or cultural problems.
That social stigma is compounded by Dutch terminology. Anyone who is not of Western European descent is labeled black, whether they're Asian, Turkish, South American, or African. The Dutch will tell you they're not being racist, just practical for identification purposes. That's why Calvane Met Junior College is commonly called a black school. Khalil Eitblal, though, objects to the term.
If you're saying black schools, then you are asking for separation and you are asking for challenges and problems,
making it harder for students to assimilate. The Netherlands now labels those who aren't ethnically Dutch non-Western ethnic minorities. They account for 34% of the population of Amsterdam, a percentage that's expected to grow. And that's fueled the debate over what makes someone Dutch.
Who gets has? Who gets have, Nabila? Has is for? Sibel. He, she, it.
At Calvane Met Junior College, English teacher Huda Riffy's students wear jeans and sweatshirts and listen to Western pop music. A couple of girls also wear headscarves. Yassine Lakoli says he knows what it means to be Dutch.
If you got a Dutch passport or a Dutch ID and that kind of things, and I'm born here.
Mariam Eidhadu agrees, but says Dutch is only half of her identity.
I still have the culture from Morocco.
Her teacher shares that feeling. Though Huda Riffy was born in Amsterdam, she says she's neither completely Dutch nor Moroccan.
I don't see any negativity in that. Maybe that's strange, but I'm somewhere in the middle as well. And I think many pupils are with me out there in the middle area, and it doesn't necessarily have to go wrong. It's just a different way of feeling.
Different in a way many Americans also understand. As Amsterdam, like New York, becomes increasingly multicultural, educators hope those differences will become a source of strength. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.